Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Point After, folks. The Saints winning 20-17, week 15 over the Carolina Panthers. Back-to-back victories now for the Black and Gold has them 4-10 on the season. Here with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, hanging out the Swamp Room, and I got to give you a ton of credit, Cannon. You said before this game, it's a field goal type game. Yeah. And I could see Charlie Smith hitting a game winner, and you spoke it into existence.
Well, I don't think we're going to crush anybody, but it doesn't matter. Did you win or lose the game?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I joke and say, I don't care if we win 3-2, you know, baseball score. Because, you know, after like a few games, no one even remembers the score. You look at your record. Okay, did you win or lose?
That's it.
So the bottom line, the Saints had to win. Good for Charlie Smith. But I don't know if he wants to be an NFL kicker. Those are the kind of kicks you have to make. Like I was telling you, it wasn't like, this would be at a different level if it was, that'd have been like, oh, he made a 57 and a 62-yarder. I said, like, what?
Whoa, right.
That's the best of the best in the NFL. But no, 42, 47-yarder, he did his job.
Exactly.
You know Sean Payton just said, do your damn job, everybody in the building, whatever? Charlie Smith's going to kick a long time and do that. You got to be consistent, and he come with the pressure. He's very clutch, 42 and 47-yard field goal, good. The Saints win 20-17. I don't know, Carolina, they can feel good about themselves. You know, they're hovering around 500. Again, they got to play Tampa Bay twice. Who's going to win the NFC South? But we've kind of discouraged the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan base. And now the Carolina fan base, they couldn't quite handle the pressure. You got to win. Don't you have to win to solidify maybe winning the NFC South?
Well, and now, I was worried. Bryce made some good throws today.
No, Steve. It was the best Bryce ever played against the Saints. The Saints have kicked his, they've had his number. Like I said at halftime, I bet this, like, I haven't witnessed this by Bryce Young against the Saints. But they played four quarters. He had 210 total yards. He made plays with his feet. He had 49 yards rushing, a 7-yard average. But you look like total yards. He had 161 passing, 49 rushing. But Tyler Shuck was more than basically 100 yards more than him. Tyler Shuck passed for 272 and he ran for 32, so 304 total yards. So even though Bryce is the number one overall pick, look where we drafted Tyler Shuck. Oh, is Bryce that much better than Tyler Shuck? No, but hell no. He's just not. I'm just saying where they're at right now. And if you look, we have our first winning streak of the season. Oh, wow, Bobby, two games. Yeah, but look. More importantly, you know what? We sweep Carolina. Even if they win the NFC South.
Well, bust out those brooms.
Yeah, we kind of swept, y'all. We 3-2. This is not a good omen, Steve. I thought before the season we'd be 3-3 in the NFC South. Well, we're 3-2 right now. I don't want us to lose at Atlanta. So then it would be 3-3. So we have a great opportunity now in the NFC South to go 4-2. Like I said, first winning streak. Right now, we have the seventh pick. And you got some people that always look at the glass half empty instead of half full. You know, like, oh, Bobby, oh, we're going to keep winning. We're already mathematically out of the playoffs. Now we got, we went from the fifth pick. Now we got the seventh pick. And then we're going to beat the Jets. And we're going to beat the Titans. Who knows? We might go on a five-game winning streak. Where are we picking? Okay, let me tell you, as professional football players and coaches, how they think. And they're constantly being evaluating, and they're competing. You know, Coach Moore was asked that question, Kellen Moore, the head coach, you know, during the week. About, you know, the draft lottery. Like, oh, the draft status. Or where are you going to pick? Moore said, this is Kellen Moore, 100%, like, if you think about it, that that if we keep winning, the trade-off is worth it, even though if we drop in the draft. 100%, not 99, not 95, 100%, the trade-off is worth it. He says we have a young team, he said, and they're focused on we're focused on developing them. And he said, we'll worry about the draft next year while prior, you know, putting first things first. We're going to make it a priority that we want growth now.
And developing the winning culture.
Yes. And the players playing right now, they're playing for their livelihood. Professional. So I don't want people calling us, oh, well, Bobby, we're not, what are we playing for? No, we're playing to establish something and see who's going to be in the future of the team, and you're constantly being evaluated. So enough of that. I'm not going to address that anymore about us winning and all that. Now, I don't know how this is going to turn out, and if you look at it, I wish it had turned out kind of to set the tone to get. The dome was loud at the end. They were into the game, and there's one of many fannies in the seats like I would have thought maybe, you know, but you keep winning, they will show up, I guarantee you. But it wasn't like the Tampa Bay game. You know, we had a great kickoff return, and we're winning 7-0. Again, not a good start. But we started out 3-and-out. And they go 13 plays, 74 yards, 7 minutes, 18 seconds, and now we're losing 7-0. So, again, what are we doing? We're chasing points. And then this was not good. You know how, they were running. Carolina's been running on everybody. They didn't run on us the first game. We played them in Carolina. They had 73 yards rushing total. I said, I guess well, every game is different. After the first quarter, they had 67.
Ruh-roh.
And they were averaging 5.2 yards a carry. I go, oh, they got a little humbled that first game, so they might run the ball better. But I thought overall we recovered. And the reason why I say that, they went from initially averaging 5.2. They finished with 4.1. Again, I wish that would be in the threes. But they had 31 rushing attempts. And they ended up with 127 yards total, and they had 67 in that first quarter. So, you know, we kind of challenged ourselves and bowed our neck, so to speak. But this was us outstanding. This is what we did. Now, we couldn't – Lil Bryce was, man, running the ball better than I thought. But a couple of times you got to be under control when you're rushing the passer. Carl Granderson, even Chase Young. Okay, I know you want to cream the quarterback and sack him because, you know, if you just hit Bryce hard, you feel like you can break him in half. But Bryce averaged 7 yards a carry. He had 49 yards, but we were outstanding, and that's why it's up to 4.1. Again, no team has done this in the NFL against that running back combination of Donald and Hubbard. Donald averaged 3.1 yards a carry. Hubbard averaged 3.6. So we were outstanding against their running backs. And I'm telling you, that goes a very long way when all said and done. I thought finally what was outstanding was what we did on third and fourth down offensively. We, if you look at it, we were 7 of 13 combined. That's outstanding. We were 55% on third down, 6 of 11. Used our defense. We're only giving up 35%. They were 7 of 14, 50%. Now, goal to goal, red zone, you know, 2 of 3, 67%, 100% on goal to goal. That's in other words, we're not settling for field goals. You're getting touchdowns with all said and done. Now, you can't really look at the turnover margin, but what was key, I told you, even like in the Tampa Bay game, okay, if we're not going to be on the plus side, at least be even. Even though we ended up plus one, I don't count that play at the end. You just throw the ball all over.
But
we ended
up, stats.
Yeah, we ended up plus one, so now we're minus four for the season, but plus one in that turnover margin. But that's back-to-back games now. Tampa Bay and Carolina, we're not minus one or minus two. Shooting ourselves in the foot when interceptions are fumbled. Now, I thought, you know, when you talk about field position and all that, their punter was outstanding, Sam Martin. That net, 47, how many kicked the one like at the beginning of the game, like on the 5-yard line? Well, that's some angle kicking. 47.3 net. And our punter was better than he usually is. He was right on the 40 at 39.5. But 47.3, Steve, you like all-proof net if you buy 43.5, 44. So they were outstanding when you're looking at field position with all said and done. But then y'all think, I don't know, it depends on the officiating crews. And I don't know, who's calling these NFC South games? Look at Atlanta. Atlanta, I don't know how they won the game. I want to know, Charlie can look this up. How many teams have actually won and have had 19 penalties? The Falcons beat Tampa Bay Thursday night, and they had 19 penalties. That's like giving up 2 touchdowns. So that means realistically, when you look at that, how coaches break it down, the Falcons kicked the Buccaneers. But even though they were, remember, 14 points down, but you know who's missed a Thursday night? Kirk Cousins. Look up Kirk Cousins' stats on Thursday Night Football. He is truly unbelievable. But to me, too many penalties for the officiating crew today. Both teams, they called 20 penalties. I would say, you know, okay, 15, that shouldn't be more than 15. You got to call if it's obvious, but if you want to be too involved in the game, I like a game when I see about 9 penalties total. You know, about half of that, half of 20, 9 or 10. But I said, well, the officials are against us. But we had 9, which is never good. You know, 9 for 100 yards. We had 9 for 78. But Carolina had 11 penalties for 103. That's definitely a 3-point edge. You know, when you look at that, the discipline of getting penalties or not getting penalties. So you look at the game-winning kick by Charlie Smith. Like Deuce said, that's like a movie. That's a movie. He goes back to his hometown. They're probably going to play that on a loop. You know, they're going to have that on there. I'm like, hey, let's drink a pint. Let's get hammered together. And then I think you should be able to. Because New Orleans.
A game winner from the Irishman.
Yeah, we're like that in New Orleans. He needs to be the king of the Irish parade. St. Patrick's Day parade. You know how we celebrate
that? Set it up.
Oh, God. He needs to be on everybody's parade. Because it'd be as homegrown as could be with Charlie Smith. So when I read that name, it's like, how do you get Abraham out of Hebrew? I said, how do you get Smith out of S-M-Y-T-H? I don't know. It's an Irish thing, I guess.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But look, to show you how this game was weird, do you know after the first 3 quarters, we only possessed the ball 4 times. You know how you always count your possessions? Oh, and if we win the toss, we want to try and steal a possession, you know, score before the half because we get the ball to start the third quarter. You know how we're going to defer and we're not going to receive the ball. So, well, if we can end the half with a score and then we get the ball beginning the third quarter. So you always look at the number of possessions. I want to say, like, on the top of my head, it was like 12. How many possessions you actually get a game? Well, we only had 4 possessions the first 3 quarters. And think about that. And we went 3 and out on the first one.
Right.
So you had long, sustained drives that I had said this at halftime. I don't know if I've ever kind of witnessed this. They had two drives in the game, like one by us and one by them. It was like 18 minutes and 40 seconds.
There's a quarter right there,
right?
It
was right? Like, no. You know, it was like constant, and what are you going to get? Now, if you look overall, I thought, now I'm looking at the defense a little bit here. Chase Young came on strong at the end. Mm-hmm. I was like, come on, Chase Young, do something. We need you. We compensated you. We paid you. We need you to get after the quarterback. It's always nice when Cam Jordan does that, but we need a young investment. We need a young investment getting after the quarterback, and Chase Young was able to do that. And if you look at his stat, coming on strong, Chase Young actually led for the team in tackles with Sanker and Bullard at six. He was leading in unassisted tackles with four. He had a sack, two quarterback hurries, two tackles for a loss. So he was definitely the outstanding guy on the defensive side. I thought outstanding. Well, he had a big hit right at the beginning of the game on special teams unit, Stutzman. Stutzman led the team with two special teams tackles. But you know how when you game plan, and I've done this before, I never forget this. The Saints had drafted, and I was playing in Atlanta, so don't get mad at me. But they drafted Alex Molden in the first round. I go, oh, no. They go on man-to-man coverage. Who is he guarding? That's who I'm throwing against. Well, that was the Quincy Riley effect today. Boy, they were picking on Quincy Riley. And they had some receiver. I don't even have his name, Steve, right now. From Holy Cross.
Jalen Coker.
Coker. Yeah, Holy Cross. It's like an Ivy League. You know, you look Holy Cross. You know who went to Holy Cross that played with the Saints as a running back? I'm still remembering now. Went to Jesuit. Gil Finnerty.
Okay.
He was like the great white hope. I never forget. Gil Finnerty, he was unbelievable. He went to Holy Cross, if I can recall. I don't know why. But anyway, you can see they were picking on Quincy Riley at times. And there was a sequence that when I looked at the third quarter, and I was like, whoa. They definitely talked about it at halftime. And they say, okay, this is the direction we're going. Because Quincy Riley, if you think about it, he did have a big pass breakup on Tet. It was 3rd and 11, and they ended up going for a 40-yard field goal to make it 10-7. But then they did not give up. Bryce DeLeggett, it was a 3rd and 7, plus 34, tackle Riley, Quincy Riley. And I said, well, then as that drive continued, there was like, then Quincy, no, but you know what? He could have affected it and turned the corner. He dropped an interception. You know, an interception he dropped? That was on that same drive. That all of a sudden, he gives up a 34-yard play, and then he drops the pick, and then all of a sudden, it's 2nd and 21, and Jalen Coker beats him for a 32-yard touchdown, and now we're losing 17-7. So it just goes to show you pros versus pros. When you got opportunities, boy, you better make those plays, and they were going to stick to the game plan. So I thought, you know, this is a kind of a rookie welcome to the NFL moment. For Quincy Riley, and we counting on him. That's one thing we've seen him getting burnt, and sometimes in training camp. But you have to have a short term memory if you're a cornerback. You always have to remember that wasn't me. Then you go and make a play because he didn't make plays on the ball. Usually he was one that I would think would not drop an interception and would catch it because in training camp, those type plays Quincy Riley was making the interceptions. So that was something that caught my eye when I looked at that. Again, you look, I thought a lot like Chase Young. I thought Chris Olave really came on strong at the end. I want to say at the beginning, it was almost toward the end, he had like maybe one catch or something. He ended up with six total catches, 85 yards, 9 targets. I thought Valet, usually if he's targeted, he catches the ball. He had 6 targets, 5 catches, 69 yards. Olave had that one touchdown. Estimate, 3 targets, 3 catches. They were a nice screen with him. Had a long gain, the longest gain of the game, a 19-yard. I think that was a screenplay, right? That we went, he had 3 catches, 3 targets, 39 yards, and that long gain of 19 yards. But Coker, for them, he was 4 targets, 4 catches, 58 yards. I thought Ted McMillan, we kind of handled him. Yeah. Only 2 catches, 25 yards total. And he was leading all rookies in receptions. When you look at it right now, I got to find my notes somewhere. I have that somewhere where you're showing what he was doing, you know, for this year. But Chris Olave coming up big. I thought, you know, Tyler Shuck, accepted the challenge. If you look at Bryce, he had a quarterback rating. Very respectable. He had, I think, Tyler Shug, a great rating. I'd say Bryce Young, respectable at a high level, 96. Well, Tyler Shug was 110.4. And again, you could see Shug making plays with his feet. Now, obviously, you want him to avoid those hits. Yep. And stuff, because even though they have rules not to really cream the quarterback, they will try and cream you now and then, and you don't want them cheap shotting you. They will try and do that, but just like Jackson Dart of the Giants, they will hit you if they have an opportunity. But again, I thought the outstanding win, 20-17, I think is good too from a confidence standpoint to have these type of comeback wins.
You know, just giving us heart problems.
Yeah. It's like, no, we have a chance. And obviously, you know, I didn't want it to be too hard. I was like, well, maybe, you know, it doesn't matter if he makes it. We can still win in overtime. You know, it wasn't like this is like we lose them by one. You know, it's tied.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe, but no, you want to win it in regulation like that whenever you have that opportunity. But, again, an outstanding win. When you say the Saints are going to win three in a row, the sorry-ass Jets are coming to town the next Sunday. So we should win three games in a row. And I would challenge the team, hey, can you handle a little bit of success? You know, the Jets aren't going nowhere. We're not going to the postseason. But those kind of teams, those are the kind of teams that on the road, you want to jump on them quick and not give them any confidence. And saying, man, make them think this is what the NFL is all about. Boy, like, we don't have a chance. So if the Saints could jump on them quick, I think that could be critical and to kind of, you know, make them not really want to play for four quarters. But again, the Saints come out on top 20-17 and enjoyable game. I'd say more enjoyable finish, how the fight in the team. You know, because at the beginning, I was like, man, now, Carolina, they didn't take advantage of their opportunity. You know, they knew in advance, Tampa Bay already lost. And now you're in first place. It shows you they can handle success. They went first place too long. So now they're fighting. So, but I'm intrigued. I want to see what's going to happen because those are the games that make difference. What are they going to do head-to-head?
Sure.
Because they got three games left. 203 Tampa Bay in Atlanta have to play this. They ain't even played yet. Think how crazy that is. They haven't even played.
Great things, though, for the Saints going forward, even, Bobby. This rivalry, you would imagine, with the Carolina Panthers. Bryce Young's going to be around for a little bit, and he's now dropped to 1-5 against the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, well, 1-5. Even though he played good, that's really frustrating. He finally played good against the Saints. He played good that one time they won, but not on this level, I didn't think. He looked poised out there. He didn't look overwhelmed. But
yeah, a few throws. I was like, who's that dude?
But not so fast. Hey, he might end up being like I was against Joe Montana. You know, I end up being like 2-9. Like, hopefully that continues, that we keep putting it to Bryce. Because he is their future.
Right.
Like, I think probably Tyler Shuck's our future. We have to still wait and see. But I'm very high on Tyler Shuck. And I think he'll close out the season at a high level. And we'll say, well, this is the quarterback we're going with. We're going to go in a different direction in the draft and make our team better around him.
You can shuck it up with the Cajun Cannon here at the Swamp Room. We're hanging out here in Vets in Metairie. Saints get a 20-7 victory over the Carolina Panthers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.